Welcome to The Hitch, week 5.
Hi.
Hi.
It is
day 31. 31.
I just, like, I hate to say it because the halfway mark is tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it's going so fast.
I feel like the 20s blew by.
It all blew by. I remember being like, it's 9 days already. And now it's like,
yeah,
this is what happens. But
it is. It's wild. Yeah. That is something.
Yeah.
And we are in Santa Fe. I feel like we're settling in now.
Yeah, yeah.
We're here for like more than a week. So.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been a couple of days of getting the lay of the land and dealing with the weird internet issues
and things
like
that. Oh, my goodness, which continue.
They have continued.
You know what, though? They also continued in town.
Yeah, it's a...
We were driving around today, and the 14-year-old was like, you know, just had his phone. He brought his Switch with him.
Yeah.
He had his phone and a Switch, and he was, like, trying... so hard to
upload.
Yeah, like, and he was trying to like check some stuff online, and we were driving like downtown and it was cutting in and out like crazy.
Wild.
So yeah, it continues.
It is it's very funny. And I don't want all of Santa Fe to be complaining about connectivity.
I know. No, this place is amazing.
But it is surprising, and it continues to surprise.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say
it is.
But
we're adjusting though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know what? Though, to flip it to like a super positive, I was driving into town today and I was like, it's so beautiful here that it's almost like doesn't seem real.
It doesn't. I was
like,
talking.
It is eye candy as far as you can see, like just these beautiful, beautiful, like rolling mountains and reds and greens and short pine trees and just everything is amazing and the crisp, dry air. And just like, I was pretty overwhelmed by it today. I was like, it just feels almost unreal.
And it that continues even as you get into town.
Like, yeah, so.
It's especially the way our campground is on the old Pecos Trail, which is also old Route 66.
Right. Which I didn't realize it came up this far. I'm going to have to look at a map because...
it's not far. It's going due west to Albuquerque.
I know, but it goes to Albuquerque.
Right.
I don't think Albuquerque's due west from here. It's south.
Yeah, it is.
It's southwest.
Okay.
Anyway, whatever.
Southwest. Well, that makes even more sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's coming down through Oklahoma.
It's got to get to LA.
We can sing the whole song. Eventually.
Let's do it.
No.
I didn't realize that, though, so that's cool.
But the reason I'm saying that is because the road that we're on, if you just follow it in, you don't get on the interstate or anything, it just literally leads you right into the oldest part of Santa
Mm-hmm.
Fe. And so it just, as you drive, like it goes from this incredibly beautiful mountains into these ancient, you know, literally ancient, like you drive right by the oldest church in the United States, you know.
And I don't remember now when Santa Fe, the town itself, was founded. I mean, obviously Native people have lived here for, you know, ever. And then the Spanish came in and founded it, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I should know. 600 years? I don't know.
I
have to look that up. But long time ago. so it's old.
Yeah, it's
old.
And
we're not used to that in this country.
No.
Things are not that old here.
It's especially funny in the West, where things, you know, like, you know, going to the Denver area with you for the last couple decades now, like, I'm always struck at how new everything is, you know, even the old buildings are relatively new. And like, but yeah, down here, it's stuff is old, old. But,
And the new stuff is made to look old.
Yeah, it is.
You know what? Maybe I already said this, but it's funny when I realized when I was looking for some stuff today, it's kind of hard to find, like, to orient myself in Santa Fe because everything is like that brown red adobe. And, like, we're so used to looking for things by the colors and, you know,
building shapes.
Yeah. And
building heights.
I've really noticed that. I'll be looking and looking, and it's just like my brain is having a hard time orienting.
Yeah, navigation is funny here.
I mean, it's a lovely problem to have.
Yeah, in
part, I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
I noticed that today because I was like doing some errandy stuff and I was like looking for stuff, and it's like my brain couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, it's interesting though because it's like last week With the 4th of July holiday and all of that, it was, you know, we were largely just kind of hanging around. And this,
and our son's birthday. And it was like Party Central for a while.
And we were in a couple places instead of just kind of hunkered down in one. And today really felt like, oh, we're getting back to life again. You know, I was really, I was working all day.
Yeah, you had a big
and,
work
time. And you and the kids went off.
We went into town. We went into... to the Children's Museum, which is was great. I really liked it. We've gone to a bunch of children's museums, and this one was is pretty small, actually. Like, the interior is pretty small, and then it has this expansive, like, huge outdoor play area that's mostly shaded.
Yeah,
has all this cool stuff. Anyway, at first we got in there, and I was like, oh, it's kind of a small one. Okay, this will we won't be here that long.
Yeah,
you know, thinking, but it's great. It's but it, it it's a really well thought out museum with a lot of fun things for kids, especially for a kid our age. 4 years old is like perfect. And he had a blast, and everything was, you know, some things were really kind of simple, but really perfect for him. And but I, again, like, it's not that big of a building inside, and so I was like, okay, yeah, we won't be here that long. And then I walked outside, and it's like three times it felt it was about three times the size of what was inside. Just this really cool expansive like garden area, and they had a little like a mini adobe house, and it was so cool. You could walk in, it was like perfect for his size. You know, and it was like his own little house, and he
had
a little bed, and so and I loved how it wasn't as manicured as a lot of children's museums, especially the outside part where there was a lot of like kind of wild gardens and paths that went everywhere, and it really felt like you could explore. And that was awesome. Like, I kept thinking I'd seen it all, and then I'd there'd be like a little path that would go kind of behind something. And then we'd go there, and they did a nice job having it be so shaded because it was really hot today.
Today was hot.
Really hot. But it was just really cool because it kind of felt like being in somebody's really cool backyard, you know, instead of like, oh, we're in a children's museum here's the water play or whatever. You know, a lot of museums have very like, this is what you do out here. And that was much more of a like, just kind of wander around and explore and climb and cruise around. And it was cool.
That's awesome.
I also thought like, Santa Fe weather must be pretty decent to have such a big outdoor area.
Yeah, or, it
or maybe it's
in
closed.
The
I mean, obviously they have real winters here. It's super high up, and I'm sure it gets cold and snows a lot, but it was cool. Anyway, I recommend it. It was small, and everybody was super nice, and there was a ton of fun stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was fun. So we did that to try to, like, get the yayas out.
Yeah, he needed it.
He needed it.
He really needed it.
I know. Oh, sometimes he gets to the point where he just, like, is running back and forth inside the trailer, and you're like, "This, we need to get him out."
But, yeah, but there's something about this... the moment, like a day like we had today, that to me is like almost even more than all the exciting adventures. It's like, this is why we're out here. Like, it like we're it felt so much like we were just living, you know, like we were in our home, and I was working, the sun hits the back of the trailer during the morning, and so there's a lot of shade in front, and I was just working sitting in the shade in front of the trailer, and helps the Wi-Fi is a little stronger outside so than inside, so I was able to do that. And it just I was just kind of just like, this is like, this is the life.
This is pretty much exactly what we'd be doing if we were at home,
right?
You know, because after we were at the museum for a few hours, we, like, me and the boys went grocery shopping, you know, so we're just like doing errands, and we went to a couple different stores, and, you know, we're figuring that out, like, oh, okay, this is the store that's going to work for this, and this is the store that's going to work for that, you know, and just orienting. So now it's like, I'm a little bit more settled in. I understand where to go, you know, like, we kind of have figured out where to go for gas and where to go for food. And, you know, it's like, I have a better sense of the city, and, you know, so it felt very normal. Like, it felt very much like regular life. It didn't feel, I mean, even though we went to a museum and it was a new museum to us, it felt, I mean, we go to a lot of museums at home,
but, like,
too.
This isn't all that dissimilar from summer at home.
Right, that's
when
what I'm saying.
Both boys are home from school.
Yeah, that's
and
what
it's
I'm
like,
saying. Like,
holy
it was,
cow, I gotta,
I mean,
get them out and do something.
We go to a lot of museums at home, so it's like, it felt like a very normal day.
Yeah.
Like, you were like, I've got a big workload, I gotta work all day. I was like, that's cool, you know, we'll just do our own thing. And it is funny. It's like, it does kind of feel like we live here now.
Yeah, I know. I like it.
I'm done. We're like ready. It. We're here.
That said, I'm very tired.
I'm very tired too. We had a trouble sleeping last night.
Yeah.
And here's the wild thing.
This is the story we need to tell you. Two nights
now. Keep in mind, we have like imaginations running wild here.
Two nights now.
Yeah.
I have been woken up. Were you woken up the first
night? I wasn't. I heard it a little bit, but not like last night. Last night was
in
a
like
lot.
The straight up middle of the night, like 4 a.m.
Still just pitch.
Yeah.
It's still dark.
Woken up by just dogs
barking
in the distance.
And not coyotes, because
we know
what that sounds like. It wasn't coyotes.
No,
it was
definitely straight dogs. Up for real dogs. Just like barking, and lots of them.
Lots of them. And at first, you know, I just thought it was somebody in the campsite's dogs. And I was like, why isn't anyone doing anything about it? Because at first it kind of sounds like they're playing. And then they started to start, it sounds like they're fighting. And then I'm like, I was getting really concerned. Like, why isn't anyone breaking up this dog fight? But it was further away than
It was really far away. And we are really... We are remote, you know.
Yeah.
We're only 20 minutes from town, but it's...
We're like 12 miles out.
Yeah, but it drops off fast.
Yeah, and we're like in the mountains.
Yeah, and there's nothing around except that yesterday I noticed when we were driving back in, down the road, in the direction of where I hear the dogs, is a pet crematory.
It's true. Right next to this campground.
It's like the only thing down the way.
It is. It's right next door. I mean, next door being like, you know. Yeah,
probably many acres away. That's it.
Yeah. So then we were like, and you know, you said it this morning. I was like, man, those dogs last night, because it woke me up not once, not twice, but many times.
Yeah.
Like
multiple times.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, I slept really well except for those dogs. And why, you know, what is going on? And you were like, ghost dogs.
They're ghost dogs.
And I was like, yeah, right, whatever.
Yeah, but
and
you've
then
come around
I remembered.
Yeah.
And then I remembered.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I mean, unless there's a wild pack of dogs running around.
Or ghost dogs.
Or ghost
or
dogs.
Or zombie dogs.
Or zombie. I hope
or zombie ghost dogs.
I'd rather just have straight up ghost dogs. Because you know what? They're just like playing.
Yeah, they're
right?
Just having ghost dog play in the middle of the night.
I wish they'd be a little quiet. So we'll see.
It's the downside of the fact that we don't have to sleep with the AC on.
I know, because the AC
is so quiet
is
that
really
you can hear the ghost dogs at night.
But, well, it could be a downside or an upside depending on how you look at it.
Sure.
And that's kind of cool. Yeah. Ghost dogs?
Yeah. The
cool.
Lack of sleep is a downside.
Yeah.
The ghost dogs are a gray area.
I know, because the thing is the AC is so loud that it's kind of annoying, but it does have this white noise.
Yeah, really.
It just knocks
I mean, it's
everything.
Not even white noise.
You can't
noise.
Hear anything
it's
else. Like, you can't even hear people on the other side of the trailer.
You
You're
sure
like,
can't.
What? Anyway, so we'll have to keep you posted on the ghost dogs.
On the ghost dog situation.
Let's hope if the internet worked better, I would do some searching in this area.
Yeah, why does the internet not work?
Yeah,
ghost dogs.
Ghost dogs, probably.
That's why.
Why does it work in town? Ghost dogs.
Exactly. They're everywhere.
So we'll see.
We will. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye. Season 2 of The Hitch was recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer, by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard while living on the road for 64 days in the summer of 2019. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at tincanevangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. If you like The Hitch, please tell your friends about it, and also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll see you on the road!